celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Motor Oil and a Fram Oil Filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30th, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Is your car's air conditioning not blowing cold enough air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step.
We have new pictures.
Oh.
Life can be.
They'll be up any time on our website.
We're going
to alert you as to when they're up, and then we have a warning for you.
I used to walk in the shade with those blues.
Trouble finding shade lately. It's all shade.
Afraid.
Cloudy.
This rover.
Scared me. I thought that was McGraw's phone ringing.
No, there's something in your house that can be a lot of fun. When you pick it up and put it close to your ear, you can hear people talking to you, and you can talk to them. You know what it is. A telephone. The telephone is so much fun. You can talk to anyone.
That's right.
Mommy turns the dial and soon Daddy's voice is in the room.
Wow.
Crossed over.
You know what? That's what we need. The new the theme song for Jose's segment about technology.
Yeah.
Is that rotary phone dial song.
Gold dust at
Jose will be joining us today
on sunny
in about an hour.
Street.
Between now and then, we can do whatever we want. Welcome. Welcome to the June 16th version of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Got a whole lot to share with you. We've had a weekend away. Casey Kasem finally died. I cannot believe that we're working. His death to us in radio is the equivalent of a Martin Luther King to the black community. We should be off today.
Yeah.
We should be off every June, whatever day he died, 15th, 14th, or the weekday next to
it
if it's a Saturday.
It's necessarily equated to that.
Well, I think
it
is.
A bit of a stretch.
You don't take radio very seriously then. I think radio people, well, let's put it this way. The entire radio community from here on out should be off work as a tribute to the day Casey Kasem died.
I agree.
I don't think we should be working today.
Nope.
He's rolling over in his grave right now. What do you mean radio people are working? And I'm dead. Aren't they taking a day off to celebrate me reaching for the stars? I'm in the stars. I'm Casey Kasem. And I didn't realize this disease he had. What's it called? Louis something disease. It's got some weird name.
Oh, I never heard what he had.
It's a weird name. See if you can pull it up. Here, maybe I have it here. It says
Parkinson's.
No, there was something else.
Oh, here, Louis body dementia.
Louis body dementia.
What the heck is that?
It steals your voice. How about a guy who makes his living talking, and in the end he can't talk? How cruel is that?
It's a type of dementia associated with Parkinson's.
I learned a new word because of his death. This morning in USA Today, I brought the article in. It says Casey Kasem reached beyond the stars. See, that's a playoff on the keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And it says, Kasem, known for his sonorous voice. And I had to look it up. S-O-N-O-R-O-U-S. I had to look it up because I don't know big words. His sonorous voice. And I looked it up, and it means rich or a rich,
like
melodious voice. And it's... a new word that we can all share, sonorous. None of us have sonorous voices. We have snoring.
No.
I have a snoring voice at night, but not sonorous.
One of the stations in town, and I just do this for research, but one of the stations in town on the weekend, usually on a Sunday morning, they play his countdown from like 1975. Well,
they do that on satellite radio.
Yes.
And it'll be 1976.
Oh, man.
And they'll do it just as it aired in 78.
That is
great.
Well,
this week it goes from number 7 to number 3. Climbing the charts. Here's, whatever, with the box tops.
And to hear some of the music. And then to hear some of the music that you don't recognize, and those people are just like one-hit wonders. They made it to number 15 or number 20, and that was it.
And it was really sappy, but I love the stories.
Oh, yeah.
It was just 3 years ago. She was cleaning floors in the restroom of the shopping mall. And then one day, the assistant manager walked by, and he heard a voice that was the voice of an angel. He said, "You shouldn't be on your hands and knees scrubbing floors. You should be recording. My cousin works in a recording studio. I can get you some time." He took her. They laid down some tracks, and the rest is history. No longer will Donna Summer be scrubbing floors. She's now the disco queen. Here she is with the number 3 hit, climbing the charts from number 12 last week, Donna Summer. And whatever her song was, Hot.
Love.
I got some hot love, baby, this evening. Or what was the other big one? Something about, it was a feminist anthem. Shoot, I can't even think of it.
Oh, man, I loved Donna Summer. And when I DJ'd at the 94th Aero Squadron.
She worked hard for the money.
She worked hard for the money.
Last dance.
Well, she used to work really hard for the money. She was a janitor. If you want to call a female a janitor, she was a cleaning lady, housekeeper, maid, but not anymore. Not after that fateful day when that assistant manager heard her singing.
And
her life was changed forever.
Every DJ in the world, when that song Last Dance came out, that was the last song of the night. You played the Last Dance.
See, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Every DJ in the world.
Well, you were there. You did it, buddy.
I did weddings and parties, and oh, my goodness, it was crazy.
So Casey's gone, and we should not be working today, and I think it's blasphemy that we are. But what am I going to do about it?
He was the king of teasing.
Yes.
The king of coming up,
I'll let you know. Coming up, see if you know the name of a guy who at one time was making $12.85 an hour, and just 2 weeks later got a $50,000 contract with Capitol Records.
Casey's coast to coast.
Yes, Casey's coast to coast. We're back. And then after the break, we're back. And now, the story of that young man. And he'd do this thing, and it was just the corniest stuff in the world, but man, was he the best at it.
Yeah.
And nobody else did. Later on, they had the country countdown. And, these
Rick
other people.
Rick Dees did a weekly top 40 with his deal, but he tried to do
not
a morning
even
show.
Close. Rick Dees, to me, he just never was a big deal. He was no Casey Kasem. And there was only one. And Kasem had a TV. And he was real short. And that Amazonian Jean Kasem, his wife, was like two feet taller than anyone. It was unbelievable how much bigger. He was the spinner of that couple.
Mm-hmm.
So Casey's gone. A Burke segment.
Tony Gwynn died today, too.
Yeah.
Tony Gwynn?
Padres, 64.
Holy 54. Cow.
How much? Only 54.
I thought it was 64.
No.
What was wrong with him?
He had cancer. Salivary gland cancer.
Wow. And, that's what killed my aunt. She had that.
They're not necessarily attributing it to this, but he was a tobacco chewer.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's wild. He was like a super nice guy, apparently, from anything that I've ever heard about him. And
with the same team his whole career.
The Padres, yeah.
Burke segment, do we have anything?
I do.
All right, Dan Strauss, everybody.
We got to go see thank you. We got to go see the Patsy Cline show.
Uh-huh.
Friday night. And actually, I took your recommendation when you were talking about how good it was. And I'm not a big, musical play type of guy or anything like that. But man, that show is tremendous.
Yeah.
Just absolutely.
Because it's just, how should I put this? There's just enough of a play to it that you don't start wiggling in your seat going, I can't wait to get out of here. Because just about the time you think, okay, now it's a play, then she sings again.
Yeah.
And you never go more than, what would you say, 6 or 7 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
She sings 26 songs in this thing.
There's always a song. It's crazy. And the band.
It's crazy.
Crazy
for feeling so lonely. That's what you did there.
Yeah. But the band was tremendous.
Yeah, they were.
And we were talking about, we were looking on the program, and it said there's alternates, too. So, and we were sitting next to a girl. Her dad was the pedal steel player that night. And he does this.
Did you go before the show backstage, go, hey, if the bass player falls out, I play bass.
I'm available.
Yeah. I'm available here. It's my, just call my cell phone, let vibrate, and I'll jump backstage.
I'll jump back and do it. Yeah. The band, you know what I noticed was the volume was perfect.
Right. It didn't drown her out.
No, it didn't drown her out. The band, the volume on everything in the show was just perfect.
Yeah, and that's my biggest gripe with most shows is the acoustics.
Yeah.
It's not mic'd right. It's not amped right. Or something. This was perfect. It's perfect. Yeah. It's called Always Patsy Cline. It's been running for, what, 2 years or something, I think.
I guess. But
a year and a half?
Yeah, like you said, there's a little intermission for like 15 or 20 minutes or something like that, and then they come back and finish the story, and, man, it was really good.
What else do you have?
That was it.
I have more of you. Dan came in today and I said, well, nice shirt. This is like 3 days in a row. I've seen a really nice shirt. I said, I love that shirt. And he says, $1.98.
At pennies. Yes,
at pennies, $1.98. That's Goodwill pricing.
Yeah, well, you go at the end of the season.
I know. Like, what you're about to hear, what you're about to hear is going to be something that would come out of the mouth normally of a woman.
Yes,
this guy shops like a woman.
When is the end of the season? I have no idea.
In the fall for the summer stuff, and then they start putting their stuff on sale. Then you wait, and then all of a sudden there's a $1.98 rack. And you can buy all of this stuff that's like 50, 60 bucks.
That would be a good, I'd pay $19.80 for that shirt. That's a nice shirt.
Yeah. And then the same for winter stuff. You can do that in the summertime. They have, when it starts getting spring and warmer, then they put all their winter stuff on sale.
How many guys
get all this stuff?
The one downfall, though, you have to go to the store. That's why I don't mind that.
Go ahead. Tell them about your...
The other one? Yeah. I had my daughter, hooked up on Friday, and then we ended up going to the mall.
You know what? You don't know what you just said.
Don't I know.
Say hooked up. Hooked,
okay.
That's incestuous.
All right.
That almost means
that's a different term nowadays.
You can't use that term.
My daughter and I
got together
at the mall.
That's better.
And I was looking for a certain type of shoes, and we were at Penny's again. And they didn't have them there, but they found them in another store, and she called the store, and she was holding them for me, and she said, what name should I use? And I said, Dan. She goes, your name's Dan? I have to call the manager over. I thought I did something wrong. She calls me, and she goes, we're playing a name game. It's a random name game, and she pulls up the sheet, and she says, here's Dan and Melinda and some other name. She goes, so...
He happens to hit the name
game. We heard the story on Friday. He told us.
I told Frank. But I get a $5 gift card. And the girl that discovered my name was Dan got a $5 gift
card. And
you told
him, I guess, the other story where he got the perfume bottle for half the price of a small bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, you're such a great shopper. Good for you. I know. Beyond, you have anything?
Yeah, I got
and
a couple
coupons,
things.
Beyond the Peon, everybody.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw a couple new products online today, and I thought... one is called Magic Tank. Have you ever heard of this?
Magic Tank?
Magic Tank.
No.
I've only run out of gas one time, and I didn't even know.
Not Magic Taint. Magic
Tank.
Tank.
Magic Tank. Okay. Apparently, they're selling this. This is the bottle of, it's like a gasoline derivative.
And let me just say, I've never run out of gas in the car, ever.
One time.
Okay.
One time, and I didn't even know it. All of a sudden, my truck just stopped. And I pull over to the side of the road. I go, what's going on?
You didn't notice the gauge?
No, of course not. Because I wasn't even paying attention to the gas. You know, it's funny. I go out and open the hood up like I'm going to see if something's wrong.
Yeah, like you know what you're even looking at.
I don't even know what I'm looking at. And so
ain't got no gas
I don't know
in it.
How eventually I even figured it out. I guess maybe I... clicked the key back on a little bit and saw eventually that, but this new this magic tank, you can barely keep it in your car, and if you happen to run out of gas, you can take this bottle of this stuff and pour it in. Your engine has to be hot. You can't wait for it to cool back down.
Right.
But whatever is in this bottle,
It you can pour it in, and it'll get you to
a gas station.
What's in the bottle?
Gasoline? It just said it's a gasoline derivative. No, it's not. They said you could hold a match.
How big is it?
I'm assuming one of those.
You're not going to go very far. I mean, it's not even a gallon. Right?
No, just enough to get you to. I mean, you can't be out. You know, you can't be out in the middle of.
If you're within 5 miles of.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it says in the article how long it'll get you, how many miles. But it says.
Why is that any different though than just carrying? If you're worried about that, a small gas can.
I don't think that's good to carry gasoline in your car, is it?
I guess not. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't think. But yeah, so, and then this other thing, I read this article.
That I don't see a market for this product because I don't think most people worry about running out of gas.
But you know, a new driver maybe if you have, you know, somebody that just started driving and was an idiot like I was when I just started driving. This other thing I saw, it took this company 7 years to get this product to market, and it is called the Vessel. And it's a $199 cup. It's a cup that it's taking them. But
like a coffee cup.
Yes. But, it looks like maybe like a standing coffee, you know, a coffee cup or whatever, but a taller one. And they said it's Bluetooth enabled and smartphone syncing. And it has a battery in it. And what it does, they tested it with all these different liquids. It'll tell you what's in the cup. You pour whatever in there, and it'll give you all the ingredients breakdown of like what. They said they tried it with a different vitamin water, and it told you what it was just by the. I guess by it can analyze the ingredients.
So it's got sensors.
Yeah, sensors in there.
Wow.
So it sounds like a niche market for something like that. But like people that want to know how much caffeine they're intaking, you know, like because you can have two different cups of coffee, one's weaker, one's stronger.
Right.
This will tell you how much caffeine's in it. The sugar.
Is there a plate in the bottom that's a sensor?
I don't think so. I think it's in the cup. It's actually in the cup. Whatever. Wow. So it's called the Vessel. So that'll be
$200.
$200.
Yeah, you're right.
Must be an expensive.
Wealthy people who bought everything else will buy that.
Yep, that's all I have.
All right, we can close the Burke segment. Burke segment is officially closed. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we babysat for our little grandson Friday night, and that was a very interesting experience. It was the first time we've had him overnight. He's 11 months old. And the first thing I will say is I absolutely had forgotten how exhausting it is to have a little kid like that. Constant. I mean, every minute of every hour, you got to watch him because now he crawls around. He stands up and he pulls himself along. He doesn't walk on his own yet, but he walks holding on to stuff. And I'm telling you, I didn't do most of it. My wife did most of it, and I was still exhausted. And then you can't sleep because you're lying there thinking, oh, I hope I hear him if he cries. So you don't get any sleep. But then the other thing I noticed was all these new toys for little infants and toddlers and stuff, they're all electronic, as you would imagine, and he touches this, and a song plays, and lights light up. But what I noticed was the same stupid songs and nursery rhymes were still dumping on kids, and they don't make any sense. Now, I'll give you one example, then we'll take a break and come back. He's got a little, like a truck, and he sits on it, and you push him, and in the middle of where the horn would be, every time you touch it, another song comes on.
Yeah.
And one of the songs that came on was Lou, Lou, Skip to My Lou. And I'm thinking, what does that mean? And we're still having little kids grow up with these screwed up songs that they don't even know what they mean. By the time they get my age, I don't know what they mean. So I had Peon. And I got others, but listen to this. Now, we've heard this ourselves as kids. Why do we, and maybe this is my mission and my next career. It's time for somebody to write new little bitty kid songs that make sense, because this doesn't. Lou, Lou, skip to my Lou. Lou, Lou, skip to my Lou. Lou, Lou, skip to my Lou, skip to my Lou, my darling. Let's stop right there. What does that mean? We don't know. Flies in the buttermilk, shoe fly shoe.
Ew.
Flies in the buttermilk, shoe fly shoe. Flies in the buttermilk, shoe fly shoe. Skip to my loo, my darling.
Well, the fly can't shoe because the fly is probably drowned.
Well, you're saying shoe fly shoe. But first of all, no little kids growing up today see buttermilk.
Right.
And being made or churned or whatever. Cows in the cornfield. What'll I do? First of all, whoever wrote this had to be a simple-minded, intelligence level of like a third grader. Cows in the cornfield, what'll I do? Cows in the cornfield, what'll I do? Cows in the cornfield, what'll I do? Oh, I know. Skip to my loo, my darling. What? There's a little red wagon, paint it blue.
What?
There's a little red wagon, paint it blue. There's a little red wagon, paint it blue. And then what? Oh, yeah. Skip to my loo, my darling. What? I don't even know what it means. And then we've got others, and we'll get to these later. Pop goes the weasel. Are you going to tell me after all these years we don't have some new, better, hipper songs than... During the break, I'll have Peon pull up the lyrics to Pop. I know dun 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 dun, but I don't know the words. Dun, 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 dun. Pop goes the weasel. Little kids don't even know what a weasel is. It is. There's a thing called a weasel. It's like a little animal, right? And Pop goes. What does that mean? He explodes. He got hit by a car. He ate a firecracker. Pop goes the weasel. We'll pull those up.
Yeah, they look like ferrets.
He pops up out of
a
hole.
And the other one that came on in his little truck was, and I'm so sick of this song. I was sick of it as a kid, and I'm still sick of it. London Bridges. We don't live in London. London Bridges falling down. First of all, it's a catastrophe. You're teaching a kid about a horrible thing that probably could kill a whole bunch of people. London Bridges falling down. And another thing you'll notice, whoever wrote these songs, they didn't have any lyrics in mind, so they just kept repeating the same thing over and over and over. London Bridges falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridges falling down. And what's the
My Fair Lady?
My Fair Lady.
Yeah.
Who talks like that?
I don't know.
London Bridges. So I changed the words, and my wife walked in and caught me teaching him, "Are my britches falling down, falling down?" And then I changed "Pop Goes the Weasel" to "Pop Goes My Weezer." So when he can talk and sing, I hope he sings my version son. And
that won't cause any issues at school.
No, he'll be in trouble in kindergarten. No.
And I changed a Yankee Doodle to "Yank My Noodle." Yank My Noodle Dandy. So I'm teaching him the fun versions of these songs.
Wait till kindergarten.
Where did you learn that?
Yeah.
My grandpa taught me that. He says, this is the way it should be. Are my britches falling down? Speaking of britches, nobody uses that word anymore. For those of you who don't know, britches are pants. The one thing we did discover, and his mom, my daughter-in-law, said this is every morning, like right on schedule, when my wife went to, when he woke up, he had, I'd say, 2 pounds of poop in his diaper. It was unbelievable. And she said it was soaked and full of both. And she said every morning when she wakes him, boom. So he's
pretty regular.
Very regular. Yeah. He's got a good digestive system, but I don't tackle that. I'm the player. I'm the guy to play with him
and teach him new songs
And I'm going to tell you why. And this sounds sexist and it probably is, and I don't care. There are certain things that women are naturally better at. Did you ever watch a woman change a diaper?
Oh, yeah.
Done. And they know how to fold the dirty one up just perfectly, tape it. It's like a packaged, leak-proof container when they throw it away. It's like making a bed. My wife can make a bed perfectly in 2 minutes. I can't do it. If I took an hour, I couldn't do it. I don't know how to do that. So I think there are certain things they're just net. It's like the towel on the head. I've talked about this. When they come out of the shower and they whip that towel thing on their head, and it's a perfect big hat, big towel hat. I tried to do that with a towel. I can't even do it. I don't even know how they know instinctively how to do that stuff. So I think women are just better at things like changing diapers. So what I'm actually doing is not sexist at all. I'm acknowledging that they're better.
Right.
At certain things that we are. There's nothing wrong with that. Matheny Heating and Cooling, I feel sorry for those of you who have let your air conditioning systems go, thinking, well, it'll be July before it's miserable. No, it's miserable today, and it's going to be more miserable tomorrow. 90s, high humidity, sticky, BO index of about 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. You're going to need some air conditioning. So I hope your system is in good shape. If it's not, you know the name. Matheny. Matheny, Matheny, Matheny. Just remember that name, Matheny Heating and Cooling. Because once you get it, and once you call them, you will never again have to learn about any other heating and cooling company, because you're not ever going to wonder who to call. You're not going to want to call anybody else. And ask anybody who takes us up on these offers we make, and the offer is simply an invitation more than an offer to try the companies we talk about, and nobody's ever disappointed. They're not disappointed with the deal at Landoff or First Community or with Mark and Jason. They're not disappointed with Matheny. And it's true that you won't ever again have to ask somebody else, well, who did you call? Because we had somebody out and we weren't that happy with them. Those days will be over. 72 years in business. St. Louis and 98% of St. Charles County. Commercial, residential, large, small, and you make any model. You want to replace the system? They'll replace the whole system. They're very good at what they do. They've been doing it a long time. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's see how the traffic. Wow, my voice is kind of cracked. All right, let's see how traffic looks. Here's Tim Weiland.
Sound like Wally Cleaver.
I know.
Hey, if you're traveling on westbound 40, you've got a disabled vehicle just after Highway 270. Traffic a bit heavy between 270 and Mason. We're looking at northbound 55. Traffic's approaching Park in that right lane to the Poplar Street Bridge. You have the ramp to Memorial from northbound 55. That is closed until 6 p.m. And southbound 270, just a bit off the pace now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. And this report brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Quality, knowledge, skill, value, that's Napa know-how. Stop into any Napa Auto Parts store or Napa Auto Care Center to experience some Napa know-how yourself. Yep, there's good people in these parts. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Wednesday, June 18th at 8.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on Salt Lake City on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Summer is usually slow in the retail world. Not at Granite Busters. Introducing the Granite Busters Red Hot Summer Celebration.
The very best all-inclusive sale offer of the year, bar none.
When you buy at least 50 square feet of Category B or higher granite countertops, these five items are absolutely free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. A sink grate, free. Plumbing hookup, free. And your old laminate countertop completely removed and hauled away, free. That's over $1,100 worth of extras that the other guys will charge you for. But they're completely free with the purchase of 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher countertops. Only at Granite Busters. Take advantage of the best sales offer of the year before it expires. The Red Hot Summer Celebration at Granite Busters at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Sale offer for new customers only. Must mention ahead of time of purchase. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires 7/15/2014.
Hi, this is Ken Heise. We started Heise Advisory Group with one thing in mind, to serve our clients well. As a fiduciary, I have a legal responsibility to work for your best interest. Call us now at 314-909-1116, and I'd be happy to give you a no-obligation consultation. If you're like most people, you've had some gains recently. Unfortunately, most people aren't aware of the fees that they've been paying on their investments, so a lot of your gains could disappear before you see them. Now is the best time to give us a call and let us help you review your portfolio. Take control of your assets and your profits. Let us help you put a plan together with only one thing in mind, you.
Call Heise Advisory Group right now at 314-909-1116 for your no-obligation financial review. That's 314-909-1116. Or visit them at heiseadvisorygroup.com. Ken Heise is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heise is a licensed insurance representative.
Things don't go bump in the night. Intruders do.
Strangers who are eager to help themselves to your hard-earned property. And if they have to hurt someone in the process, well, that's just part of the job. If you want to prevent intruders from invading your home, we want to give you a powerful free gift, one that may dramatically reduce your risk of a home break-in. For a limited time, the security experts at Protect Your Home are giving away a state-of-the-art ADT-monitored home security system, absolutely free, only if you call 1-800-900-1895. Stop the intruders before they get started by calling for your free ADT-monitored home security system. There's no better way to help protect your home and your family. Call in the next 5 minutes, and we'll even give you 4 additional sensors absolutely free. Call Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized dealer, at 1-800-900-1895. That's 1-800-900-1895.
License numbers and terms available at ProtectYourHome.com. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring contract required.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Well, how about less than 50 cents a day? That's how little it could cost Alan for a 10-year, $400,000 policy through SelectQuote. Alan is a 29-year-old father in excellent health, and he's just one of hundreds of people we find affordable life insurance for every week. I'm Harold Harse, a SelectQuote agent. Like you, if something happened to me, my family would be in big trouble. That's why I have life insurance, and that's why everyone at SelectQuote will go to bat for you to get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Make that call. Sleep well tonight.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-5737. That's 1-800-900-5737. 1-800-900-5737. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 sign.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Gets them every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing. The Grainger catalog. And Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Cher.
Yep.
Right? All right, let me do a quick bit of business here. And we have Dan, a caller called Dan, and just, wow, this is the best example ever of a stupid nursery rhyme song that we've been having kids sing. We sang it. We still use it. The greatest example ever of something nobody has any idea what it means. And when you find out what it means, it's horrible. It's horrible that we have kids singing this. I'll tell you what it is in about a minute. This is how I keep you listening. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. I spoke to Mark Reardon this morning about some stuff that I can't go into because, see, one of the things you can't do when you do commercials for financial advisors is you can't talk about rates or how much something earned. Or you can't do that. So let's just say I had a very pleasant conversation with him about something that he took care of for me. And some advice he gave me, and it turned out to be really good advice, and that was good news. That's about all I can say. Now, if you have $25,000 or more, and you think it would be a good idea to get somebody's professional advice about what you're either doing with it or not doing with it, then we'd like for you to call Mark and Jason. 27 years with Stifel Nicolaus, and that's all it is. It's advice. You can take it. Or you cannot take it. But you'd have to agree getting it is a pretty good idea. unless you study this stuff all the time. It's like your full-time job. Okay, but for most of us, that's not the case. I told you, I was almost 40. I was 40 years old, I think, before I knew what a mutual fund was. I just was embarrassed to ask, what is a mutual fund? And I finally just said, I don't even know what that is. And I had it explained to me. So even if you have a financial advisor, if you have $25,000 or more that is invested or you have it to invest, do this. I'm going to give you the website to go to. You set up an appointment, and then the rest is up to you. That meeting is not going to cost you anything. MarkandJason.com. Now, the caller who just called in, now, for those of you who just joined us, we babysat my grandson Friday night. And my wife is now the typical grandma who goes in Walgreens, and everything she sees, I'll take that. It's just little Fisher-Price, the singing, flashing things that little kids, the colorful things they like to play with. And they're all electronic now, and they all sing to you or talk to you, and they're, you know, battery-operated. You've got to have a lot of batteries, by the way. But I noticed the same song, Skip It to My Lou, just stupid stuff that we never, and so a caller just called Dan and mentioned Ring Around the Rosie. Wow, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Ring Around the Rosie, A Pocket Full of Posy. Is it Posy or Posies plural?
I think it's A Pocket Full of Posy.
Posies.
Okay,
posies,
yeah. Ring Around the Rosie, A Pocket Full of Posies. Ashes to ashes, we all fall down. How ridiculous. And Dan, go ahead, tell them what the guy said it means.
This
is actually cruel, what we're doing to kids.
Yeah, the guy said it has to do with the plague. When they made this thing up, it's like their rosy cheeks had a ring around the cheeks to show that the kids had the plague.
So we're having our little kids sing a song about dying children.
And they would give them posies, which are flowers, to put in their pockets. In case they died, they would have some flowers on them. And then the ashes to ashes, we all fall down, they threw their bodies on the fire to burn them because of the plague.
Well, isn't that a great little kid's song? Hey, kids, let's sing about a horrible disease, and kids die, and then we throw them on a fire and burn them. Ready? Ring around the room. But the thing is, you never know what it means. I told Peon off the air, instead of this London Bridges crap, what about Daniel Boone Bridge is falling down? It's still a horrible song because it's a bridge falling down, but let's at least localize it. Poplar Street Bridge is falling down. London? We're not in London. You know, and then this says, we read the Skip to My Lou thing. What's another one? Lyrics to Pop Goes the Weasel. Peon found them. Go ahead. Let's have it.
It's All Around the Mulberry Bush.
Okay, first let's stop there. Mulberry Bush. What little kid even knows what that is?
Right.
They don't know.
The monkey chased the weasel. The monkey thought it 'twas all in good fun. Pop Goes the Weasel.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
The monkey chased the weasel, thought it was in good fun. Pop goes... What is that?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
Yeah, this Wikipedia article that it says that
maybe the weasel.
It's just nonsense. These
people
are on LSD.
They've never been able to find out what Pop Goes the Weasel.
LSD. They were on LSD. What is there a second lyric?
A penny for a spool of thread, a penny for a needle. That's the way the money goes. Pop Goes the Weasel.
that doesn't even make any sense.
Maybe the weasel's breaking wind.
It doesn't even make sense.
Jimmy's got the whooping cough, and Timmy's got the measles. That's the way the story goes. Pop Goes the Weasel.
The whooping cough?
It doesn't make any sense. I got to write some stuff. I'm telling you. I see all these people, these celebrities, writing children's books.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm getting in on this. I'm going to do some stuff that actually is fun and makes some sense, because this stuff has got to go. No, we got to put an end to this 100-year-old crap that we're giving these kids, and we're still putting it in toys. Do you have to pay song rights to Pop Goes the Weasel to somebody? Or is it public domain?
I think those are probably all public.
I'm going to be getting to work on this. I'm not kidding. I'm going to write some new stuff. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. This is Mike. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Okay, I've got one for you. This was in a book of children's verses that I had when I was real little. It was from Better Homes and Gardens and so on and so forth. It's called The Owl and the Pussycat. Have you ever heard this?
Oh, I think I have, yeah.
The owl and the pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a 5-pound note. Okay, pretty good so far.
Yeah, except a kid won't know what a note is, but go ahead.
The owl looked up at the stars above and sang to a small guitar, Oh, lovely pussy. Oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy you are. You are. What a beautiful pussy you are.
Is that it?
There's another verse.
No, we don't need to hear anymore. I think we get the message.
Yeah, we get the idea.
We're teaching kids, even at a little tiny young age like that, to use language like that.
There you go.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
This is the only station that will expose either the stupidity or the vulgarity of these ridiculous little children's nursery rhyme. Bullet's here. Hello, Bullet.
Oh, Frank. Hey, Bart. I would really like to comment about what that thing is, because my mom and dad must have read it to me a lot, because I sure do like that.
The owl and the pussycat thing?
Yeah. And not so much owls, but I sure do like that other thing a lot.
Well, join the club.
The London Bridge, that is not in London. That is in America.
Ah. It's still a stupid song.
Yeah, Lake Havasu, Arizona.
Okay. Well, thank you. I didn't know that. Thank you, Bullet.
All right, thanks. All right.
London Bridge is My Fair Lady?
Right.
Nobody talks like this. Nobody talks like this. Let me get Dan on here. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Paco's a Weasel.
Yeah.
I was someplace years ago, like Colonial Williamsburg or someplace where they had old Americana stuff. And they explained where the words to Pop Goes the Weasel comes from. You ever seen an old spinning wheel?
Yes, that they made like a loom.
Woman would sit there with a pedal and the wheel would go round and round. There's a little wooden spool that goes on the top of the spinning wheel, and they told me that thing is called a weasel. And when it gets full of yarn, it pops off.
You and two other people in the world know this.
Well, I know, but the words were written a long time ago, and yeah, they were made for simple people and for kids, so they were stupid.
But what amazes me is in the last 100 years, it's almost like somebody decided, well, that's it. These are all the songs we have, and let's close the door. There'll be no more songs.
Why is the monkey chasing this spool of thread, though?
Yeah, what's the monkey got to do with it? Pop,
I can't get that. I can't give you that one. Sorry.
Wow, maybe there's another part of the spinning wheel called the monkey.
Maybe. Monkey chasing. Boy,
thank you, Dan.
You
bet. I'm serious. I just don't get... Take something modern. Let's say there's a little song called "Jimmy Lost His Cell Phone." Okay, I mean I'm thinking modern day now. Jimmy lost his cell phone and said, "What will I do? I cannot call my mommy. I cannot even call you." I mean, okay, I just made that up just then. It's already better. Then Jimmy found his cell phone. He knew what to do. He called his mom. He called his dad. He did not forget you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Jimmy lost his cell phone. It'll be one of my first little children's songs that I write. And what's another modern day thing? Becky got a laptop. She wanted it real bad. Becky had a laptop, but it was the oldest. No, I got to start this over. Becky bought a laptop. Becky found a laptop. She found it in the grass. Timmy said, "Hey, that's mine." She said, "Kiss my..."
Okay,
we can't do that.
No.
But my point is, we need some little verses that have something besides spinning wheel weasels and stuff in them. I'm going to work on these. I actually have not had any time to put this some thought to this, but I will. Here's something you should put some thought to. And that is stopping this making minimum payments on your credit card bill. If you're doing that and you're doing it for more than 2 or 3 months, stop it. We have a recording of Deanna Doherty at American Equity telling everybody to stop it.
Stop it!
There she is, right there. Stop it. You don't have to do that if you're a homeowner, because you have equity in your home and you can use that equity to borrow money to pay off the credit card debt. Now you're not making minimum payments anymore, which means you're not paying that ridiculous interest. You're also back to zero balance. And in most cases, that payment now, a great chunk of it is tax deductible because it's part of your house payment. Everything about it makes sense, as does the idea of a home equity loan. Kind of the same thing. Use the equity in your home to borrow money for something you need. Let's say it's tuition or a massive hospital bill that you didn't see coming and the insurance ran out, you need money. You need to borrow money, smart money, low interest money. That would be a home equity loan. Or maybe the trip that you just decided you've earned. You've been married forever and you've never really had a vacation. You want to borrow money for it? Do it this way on the equity in your house. They've been around for about 22 years. They know what they're doing. And a lot of other people want to copy their name, their phone number, but here's what you need to know. And if you get this right, you'll have the right place. American Equity. It's AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Time to look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Just got a report of an accident at Big Bend and Sappington. We've got a disabled vehicle on eastbound 270 before Highway 370. Slow traffic now. It's just building on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. 270 through Mason's a little heavy. And southbound 270, finding it a bit heavier now between Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. This report brought to you by BP. Gas is gas, except when it's much more. BP Gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits. Visit mybpstation.com to find out more. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, you guys. Do you find yourself sneezing and sniffling? Of course, it's allergy season. So who do you call? Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration, 636-680-5555. Yes, they've been in the St. Louis community for almost 30 years, and they're known for carpet cleaning. But Spectrum also does area rug cleaning, home allergy relief. They clean your ducts. They clean your mattresses. And they even do upholstery cleaning. And they're known for their carpet cleaning. You know, you have kids and dogs, they drag in all kinds of stuff. But you don't want to sniff and sneeze in your house. So let Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration come and make your house nice and fresh and clean. 636-680-5555. And here's a deal you just can't pass up. Get three rooms and a hall clean for just $99. That's less than $100. SpectrumClean.com. 636-680-5555.
One simple strategy could have the biggest impact on your income in retirement, the lifestyle you enjoy, and ultimately, how much you pass on to your kids. Learn what it is on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another big